Hey, this is Taylor Starr with Underground Hypnosis. First of all, I want to thank you and say congratulations. You are about to learn a wealth of knowledge. You're about to learn a lot of what we call mental technology. And that's really what this is. There is a lot of just thousands of hours have been put together and manifested to bring this information. And I was lucky enough to see the Underground when it was alive and well, and be a part of these secret societies and meet people in these groups. And as you know from the Underground Hypnosis site, most of them have disbanded, and there's still a couple of who we call the leaders left. But it's been a wild ride. It's been an interesting ride. I've learned so much information. I have so much stuff to share that it's almost mind-boggling. And I've had to take extensive notes and do massive preparation just to prepare and be ready to teach this material. Please note, this is an intro to underground hypnosis or black ops. This is not an intro to hypnosis in general. There is a distinct difference between underground hypnosis and regular hypnosis. That distinct difference is regular hypnosis requires a controlled environment. That means your subject needs to know that they're going to be hypnotized. There's a definite standard there. You're going to be hypnotized. I'm going to be hypnotizing you. That person needs to be relaxed. Using regular hypnosis and an uncontrolled environment is next to impossible. It is possible, and people use covert hypnosis techniques, and we'll teach you some of those. But especially for a beginner, just using regular hypnosis in an uncontrolled live environment is very tough. So I have learned, and people have developed underground hypnosis, which is also known as black ops. This is the real deal. This is covert hypnosis. This is teaching people to persuade others on contact, watching people's minds change, and just like you read on the Underground Hypnosis site, how to literally make someone like you immediately, how to have absolutely no fear when you walk into any situation, how to completely control every aspect of your environment, whether that's a verbal conversation, the body language when you walk in a room. Black ops and underground hypnosis is a combination of four very important things. We'll get to that in a minute, but it's not just hypnosis. It's a combination. And if you're wondering if black ops and underground hypnosis are the exact same thing, if that's the same word, it is. They're just synonyms for each other. And the underground, you will never hear it referred to as underground hypnosis. It's actually referred to as black ops. That was a term that came later on. But it's not totally accurate, since black ops is a combination of very, very effective, persuasive, and NLP hypnosis techniques. And I'll get into a little bit of that in the intro in a minute. Want to take a second here to give a quick warning out. If you are a beginner to this, that is okay. If you know nothing about hypnosis at all, that's okay. You can still proceed forward. I would recommend, if you know absolutely nothing about hypnosis, to check out my beginner guide. I have a 2 PDF set and a 20-minute audio file in MP3 format that'll walk you through step-by-step how to put someone into a trance in a controlled environment with their permission. It just has some good outline for general hypnosis. I did not have this in the course until recently. The reason I put it in the course was because I had a lot of people call and they were just really wanting to learn about regular hypnosis as well. And so, I'm more than happy to provide you guys with any kind of help I can. And please always send me feedback at tsreports@gmail.com. All right, so let's get a little bit forward and tell you, once again, this is a synopsis of underground hypnosis and just an intro to kind of let you know what underground hypnosis, and I'll, from now on we'll refer to it as black ops, is all about. As mentioned, you will learn everything that I explained to you on the Underground Hypnosis site. But even beyond that, I will teach you how to take control of complete groups, how to magnetically make groups of people like you, how to provide social proof in any situation and become the alpha, okay? Now, that's one thing that was not mentioned on the site that is a key element. And I didn't want to even throw this term out there except for the people who bought the course, because it's such a heavy, heavy dose of artillery for your persuasive ammo. This is very important stuff and something I didn't want widespread. Being the alpha is, as it sounds, being the one in control. The person in control is the person making the decisions, all right? The person making the decisions is the one getting what he wants. That's a simple graph of how this is set up. But now, what do we do to get control? What do we do to be the persuader? What do we do to, what are the steps that we take to actually make all these things happen? That is, in a whole, in the essence, what Black Ops is. That's what I'm going to teach you. Now, I want to say one quick thing. If you're looking for covert hypnosis tactics, if you're looking for speed hypnosis, you're in the right place. This is a different version, and the reason it's different, this is the real version, okay? You're going to see a lot of places out there that are going to advertise, we have covert hypnosis, hypnotize anyone in seconds, and all this stuff. And most of them are bunk. I'm sorry to say that, but 99.9% of what I've seen on the internet, what I've seen in stores, is a bunch of crap. And most of it is just, most of what you will buy on the net will be nothing but a revamped version of the beginner's course I've given you. They might put a little spin on it, try to make it sound a little bit cooler for some reason. But that's all it is. Regular hypnosis is not complicated. There's not a lot to it. It's not brain surgery. It's not Black Ops. Black Ops is a different beast altogether. See, with regular hypnosis, and some of you will most likely already know this, it's always in a controlled environment. You always have a willing participant. And the big thing is, you can't hypnotize someone to do something against their will in regular hypnosis. Why? Because they know they're under hypnosis. Not only that, the person knows they're being hypnotized. There's no secrecy involved. There's really no persuasion involved. Any persuasion is done by telling them. Well, you lose half of your, half your angle right there. With underground Black Ops hypnosis, you're in an uncontrolled environment, anytime, anywhere, covertly, uncontrolled. Any participant, you don't need permission, doesn't matter who it is, you can hypnotize them, quote-unquote hypnotize, to do whatever you want. The reason I say quote-unquote is because I'm going to teach you so many techniques. I'm going to teach you hacking techniques that hackers used in the late 80s that did persuading through social engineering. I'm going to teach you a lot of techniques that you can combine together that will make devastating attacks and that will really just completely blow you away once you use them for the first time. With Black Ops, you can hypnotize people to do whatever you wish. They have no clue that you are hypnotizing them. They have no clue that Black Ops is being used. They have no clue you're doing a Black Mirror technique. It's all covert. I want to take a quick second to say something. I don't want this to come across as creepy or, something like, my God, is he talking about mind control and making people do horrible things? Please understand, if you think that you have not been a victim of mind control, you're totally wrong. If you turn on the TV, you're a victim of mind control. If you listen to the radio in your car, you're a victim of mind control. Advertisers are, the essential elegance of mind control. I'm not even going to give them to the government in mind control. I'm not even going to mention the military if you've been in the military before. This is not creepy. This is real life. This is finding out social patterns and situations that people use accidentally and that happen to get things done. You attempt to use Black Ops more than you probably know. You don't know that you're doing it, and your skills are most likely very, very, very weak in it. And so my goal here is to not only teach you these skills, but show you exactly how to use them and master these skills. Because once you do, it'll literally blow you away. Once you find out the secrets of where to look on their face when you want different reactions, it makes things a lot easier. Once you find out the one word you can say when you walk up to someone to make them instantly like you, then it'll make your life much easier. Okay, as I've mentioned a couple times, Black Ops is comprised of four major brain hacking skills. All right? Now, here are what those skills are. And I'm going to set up a little PDF called Intro for you. So I want you to use that PDF instead of having to take notes on everything I'm telling you right now, okay? That's what you can study when you don't have access to the audio files. It's just going to be a simple layout, what I'm going over right now, just so you guys have a little better understanding of what Black Ops is about. This is very important. Four major, major brain hacking skills that make up Black Ops. They are all equal in part, 25%, and all very important. The first is advanced language patterns. This is different from hypnotic language patterns. This is breaking down social dynamics, breaking down a social interaction between two or more human beings. Hypnosis and hypnotic language patterns and putting someone to a hypnotic state is important, but in my opinion, this is equally and definitely equally, not even in my opinion, this is definitely, and anyone in the underground black ops scene would tell you, this is equally as important. You have to be able to know the dynamics of the situation, and this includes being the alpha. And without being the alpha, without being in control of the situation, you're never going to get anything done. And I'll teach you exactly, step by step, how to be in control. Next up is social engineering. This is a feed, as we call it, off of social dynamics and advanced language patterns. But what's cool about social engineering is its roots and its history and its commonplace in our little secret society. Social engineering actually originated from the hackers in the late 80s, early 90s. And what's really interesting about the Black Ops scene is it was developed by four different groups of people: NLP people, hypnosis people, hackers, and people in the seduction scene. And you will see that's where these four groups come from. That's where they're equal in part. Social engineering is what hackers did to gain access to other computers. They would call on the phone and act like they were people of power to get the information they needed, whether that might be possibly a password into a computer or just the phone number so they could call the computer up. Social engineering was a very, very important part of the hacking lifestyle, especially when it was more prevalent. The third major brain hacking skill that makes up Black Ops is obviously hypnosis. We've already gone over that a good bit. I'm going to show you some very, very, very cool hypnosis tricks, though, that you probably don't know. And one being how to drop someone in trance without them knowing in general conversation. And this is not the Erickson way or what you've probably read on the net. This is totally different, totally fresh, and totally developed underground. And the last one is NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which a lot of people compare to hypnosis in a lot of ways, and it is similar. But we use a lot of anchors, which is an NLP term for anchoring a feeling to a body movement. So if you were talking to someone and you wanted them to feel good, you could bring up something good that might have happened in their past, make them talk about a good feeling, and then anchor it to a movement such as stroking your chin. And then next time you stroke your chin, they'll subconsciously feel good again because they anchored that movement. So I'll go over some other things besides that about NLP that include eye movements and some classic NLP stuff, as well as some stuff developed by the NLP master practitioner, who was a major influence in Black Ops when it was first developed, who unfortunately one of the ones to get out of the scene. So what is possible with Black Ops? We know the limitations of regular hypnosis, and it's pretty simple. You know, you can't do anything that they don't want you to do. They have to know they're being hypnotized. Those two pretty much knock any idea of covert persuasion completely out. You know, that's pretty much not an option, just because the person knows what is going on and they've already set up boundaries before. So, what can you do? No limit, Black Ops. You want a raise? It's easily obtainable. Make someone fall in love with you? That's a common one. That and raise are the two most common questions I get. Both are easily obtainable. And once again, the reason Black Ops is so successful, I hate to beat a dead horse here. The reason it's so successful is you have four different, very, very powerful persuasion techniques rolled into one. You know, you want to get a girl back. You want to have the love of your life love you again. There's seduction techniques combined with NLP techniques, combined with social engineering techniques, combined with hypnosis, regular hypnosis techniques. And when you roll that together, it makes things so much easier. Another common thing that people want and Black Ops can do is be king in any social situation. You know, I mean, that is the first step before you start going in to persuading people, is to actually become the alpha, become the king. It's a lot easier than you would think as well. Another cool thing that people always find interesting is how to have a photographic memory. There is a mnemonics and steps you can use a dual point here. And that's one, they give social proof to make you look good in social situations, which helps you become an alpha male. and you can use mnemonics to just learn really cool stuff and advance yourself, like having a photographic memory, never forget anyone's name. These things have dual points to really help you out. All right, so let's talk about some uncommon things that people might not think of when they think, what can Black Ops do? Mass manipulation on a large scale is something that's been studied a lot with Black Ops. I'm not talking about cult followings and the type. That's not the angle that Black Ops goes for. I'm talking about more mass manipulation, as in, if you want to become a mayor of your city, something like that, what kind of mass tactics could you use to do that? You know, what kind of social proofing and that kind of stuff, alpha moving, hypnosis, NLP tactics could you use to do that? What kind of Black Ops tactics? Another mass manipulation thing that people find interesting and have actually linked hypnosis to before in the past is a TV evangelist, televangelist. And the way that they, and I'm not talking about the people who are really into it and the people who are legit. I'm talking about more the people, and you've seen them on TV, I'm sure, before, who are definitely in it for the wrong reasons. But they use a lot of mild Black Ops type tactics, and of course they have no clue that they're doing that. And that's what you'll find once we get deeper into the stuff. You'll find here and there, just in random places in society, that people use very mild versions of things. And usually by accident. And it's really funny. Once you'll definitely feel like a veil has been uncovered. And once you really see the light and you realize that, wow, there's just so much out there, and it's so easy to change the dynamics of any social situation to get what you want. It's really interesting. So that's just a couple of things. And the point of this is to think as large as you can. It hits a point in people to say, hey, I want to skip a line. You know, I want to be able to get to the front of a line at a club. Well, there's a really simple way of doing that, and it's building up through social proof. This is just an introduction to underground hypnosis and Black Ops material, so I don't want to venture off too much. But building up social proof and dropping trance after that, after they already have an idea of who you are, totally makes it 20 times more effective. That's the key in that type of situation. Anything you want to happen can happen. Like I said, getting into line is not a big deal. What you want is very large POAs, plans of attack. Okay? The plan of attack is what makes or breaks any kind of move. And when you want to make a move and you have a large plan of attack, anything can happen. Like I said, mayor of the city, it can happen. It's just the plan of attack. And here's where the dynamics of social situations and Black Ops is so interesting. A lot of people who will win the city mayor or whatnot had a better plan of attack, and they had no clue, you know, what they did to do it. Sure, they knew they marketed themselves correctly, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about mass manipulation. I'm talking about Black Ops on a larger scale. It's all about anything is possible if you just think it out. I'm going to close with this comment. The thing about Black Ops that confuses most people, and I really want to get this out of the way and make sure it's understood well. Black Ops is all about thinking more than everyone else. It truly is about being smarter, okay? When you're finished with this course, you will be able to sit there and have a conversation using two tactics called versions and strings, and have a conversation with someone and have no clue what you're saying, and keep the conversation more interesting than any other person out there. Sounds crazy, but all it is thinking more about the social interaction, the social situation. Imagine what kind of damage you could do. And when I say damage, I mean what kind of persuasion, that kind of stuff you could do if you could talk to someone and not have to think to keep the conversation going. If you could literally communicate with another human and have very, very, very interesting content with your communication, at the same time, be thinking in the back of your head where to steer this person, what is going to be their trigger, what is going to be their point of intake, what's going to be their button I can push to move this direction. And it's simple, guys. It's so simple. All it takes is dynamically looking at situations more. See, we are obsessive people. When I say we, I mean us in the Black Ops community. I don't know if you are yet or not, but we, the secret societies, are obsessive people. This information was not developed because a couple people sat around and said, you know what, I wonder how, you know, we can make people think about this while we're talking to them about that. No, this happened because people sat there and obsessed over it for years, years and years, obsessed over it and tried to figure out the dynamics of every social situation. And eventually it came that, wait, hypnosis is not as far as you can take it. That's actually just a stepping stone. That's about 25% of how far you can. NLP is not going to go there. Social engineering is not going to go there. Advanced language patterns and social dynamics is not going to go there. But you put them all together and you got something. You put them all together and you can find yourself rolling through conversations, thinking twice as fast as that person. Imagine, like I said, what it would be like to be able to communicate without thought and to be able to focus your brain, your thought, on totally different aspects. That is how people outsmart other people. That is how people persuade other people. So when you're done with this course, not only will you be able to persuade anyone to do anything, you will also be able to detect it, make sure that you are not a victim of sales persuasion and many other avenues. I want to give you a little bit of advice on where to get started with the course. I have the section that goes over the Black Mirror, the three majors, the Black Mirror technique, the No Cleaver, and the Iron Man pattern. That's a good place to start. You also have the Black Ops Truth Extractor. That is an awesome, awesome 50-minute or 40-minute series that goes over exactly how to tell if someone's lying to you, how to detect lies, and that is invaluable in this kind of information. And then I'm going to have another section called Alpha. And in that section, it'll be all about how to control your environment. Actually, if I can give you some advice, start with the Alpha. From here, go to the Alpha, then I'd move on to whichever one are more interesting to you. If you want to go with the Truth Extractor, or if you want to learn the three majors. And from then on, just go through the other content. There's so much stuff there, you literally have enough to last you the rest of your life. So I hope you enjoy it. Please feel free to give me some feedback, tsreports@gmail.com, and look forward to watching you learn.